With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Environment Canada's issued a special weather statement warning about gusty wind today. Some of those gusts could be 80 kilometers an hour, strong enough to cause power outages and blow loose objects around. The statement is in effect until this afternoon. The municipal tax rate in LaSalle is 5.48%. Town Council approved that increase and its budget last night for the year ahead. Originally, it was 6.85, but councillors decided to defer some new hires, contributions to its annual strategic plan, and the LaSalle Landing Master Plan. That increase is another $154 a year for the average household. A 45-year-old Windsor man faces charges after he was arrested twice in the sexual assault of a 15-year-old. Police say they connected online. They arrested the man at a home on East Court Drive in Forest Glade on December 27th, but after he was released on bail, police found the victim at his home again. A 64-year-old man has been missing since Christmas Day. Scott Kersey is a black man, 5'3" and 100 pounds. He was wearing a white suit with black lapels and maybe hiking boots. Call Windsor Police if you see him. A two-vehicle crash on County Road 22 yesterday morning is being investigated now by the OPP. That was near Commercial Boulevard around 9:30. It shut down a section of County Road 22 between Manning and West Pike Creek Road, and one driver suffered serious injuries. Rebel News says it's going to sue the RCMP, York Regional Police, and Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland after one of its employees was arrested. David Menzies approached Freeland on the street and tried to ask some questions. There was a tussle between him and her security, and Menzies was arrested for assaulting police. CTV News says he was released soon after. Palestinian Canadians can now bring extended family members from Gaza here. The temporary resident pathway is open now. Canada will take up to 1,000 people. The federal immigration minister announced the program last month. NASA now hopes to launch the first manned mission to the moon in more than five decades in September 2025. Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen will be on board. This mission won't land on the moon. It'll fly around it. Artemis 3 will land on the moon, though. 7-1 for the Leafs against the Sharks last night. The 73s beat Wheatley 4-1. Canada shut out Finland 10-0 at the Women's Under-18 World Hockey Championships. In the NBA, the Raptors fell to the Lakers 132-131, and the Pistons lost 131-110 to Sacramento. Windy and steady around 2 today. Flurries or showers ending this morning, but there's a chance we'll get flurries this afternoon. Minus 1 tonight with flurries and snow tomorrow, maybe showers late in the afternoon and 3. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.